Hey, welcome back to Be Present Podcast. This is your host, Rashad Smith. And this is Insights, Prophecies, and Revelations for the year 5784. That is the Jewish timetable or Jewish year, Hebrew, if you will. And it's split between 2023 to 2024. Kind of starts between September, October, and extends into the next year. And that's for every year, not just specifically this year. If you've been following me for some years now, you know that I usually have been breaking these up into different parts, and this one will be no differently. I'm actually still having to release some words from the Lord and adding parts. So for now, you'll get what's been released so far, and then we'll continue. Listen, we're in a supernatural, mystical time. It is time for us to shift into the fourth gear. So Father, in Jesus' name, I ask that you would help us by your Holy Spirit to know how to ascend into the Spirit of God. And Holy Spirit, I ask that you would give us the ability to remain pure as we traverse realms. And I ask that we would only be led by the yes and amen that we hear through you, Holy Spirit, Yeshua's calling us to enter in. Father, I ask that you would give us an understanding and an ability to have our eyes open and enlightened to the supernatural and spiritual climate and atmosphere, that we would be led, that we would be guided, that we would be directed by your angels in heaven, the highest heaven that you send for us in Jesus' name. This is the year of Delet. This is the year of four. Delet is the Hebrew number for four, and it is synonymous with door. Now, you've heard, or you might have heard, many people say this. I actually released this word back in, officially, I released this word back in August of 2023. So I have a different site where I've been putting prophecies, and I've been putting some other things on that site. And that's where this was officially released then. The Lord had given me this word in January of 2023, actually for 2024. And Delet, or door, it signifies not just a door, but it also signifies a threshold crossing over. Now, I wrote a published a book called The Seer's Objective, and I would encourage you to get that book. That book is not your typical book on the seer gift, or the seer anointing. It has a ton of information, knowledge, revelation, and impartation to you, for you to grow in the supernatural and how to access and traverse and travel through realms. So again, it's not just about seeing in the spirit, it's about experiencing the supernatural. Now, Delet also signifies authority, dominion, and rulership. So I feel the Lord is telling us this year we have the availability. You see, when the Lord prophesies to us about what's in a season, what's in a time, and what's in a year, he's saying to us that what is available to you, you can access it, but you've got to press into it. You got to believe it. You got to put your faith forward into it. You have to make decrees and declarations into it. And you got to ask me. You see, there's nothing wrong with us asking the Lord to help our unbelief. It puts us into a place of posture before him that we have need of you. So what is available to us this year with Delet and those terms synonymous with the door, again, authority, dominion, rulership, is it's a time to conquer. You see, prior to 2024, what the Lord was doing was he was surveying and watching and looking at, do you really have the perseverance that you say you have? Do you still have the perseverance that you had prior to 2021? Are you still willing to run fervently and passionately with and in me? And he searched the intents of the hearts of all men, especially the church. And he searched and he surveyed and put down a plumb line in each nation, including cities and regions, even capital cities. And what the Lord has done with that is he says, I'm raising up a new troop of people. And in that new troop, there will come a time, we're in that time now in this year and beyond, for a new breed from within that troop. Breed as in B-R-E-E-D. And within that troop and that new breed, there is a tribe of warriors. And when I say tribe, I don't mean it's just specific to that individual. I mean, this is it. It's expansive. So the Lord is saying, I am calling the warriors forth this year. And please hear me. Spiritual warfare is not how we've done it in the past. It's not even how we've always estimated it. Now, the interesting element about conquering is what the disciples did. And in short, what they did was they turned cities and nations upside down for the kingdom of God. Prophetically, delet means for us to ascend, to look up, and to go through supernatural doors. Now, understand that with conquering and conquest, there is going to be warfare. The Lord allowed me and alerted me to this back in September, October last year. Mental wars. I never released it, but I've heard many other prophetic voices and other leaders release that later on around the end of October, November, December, and it is 100% true. Even this month in January, mental wars. That's because the greatest spiritual warfare we will ever do is to submit the flesh to the spirit. It is to submit the mind to the mind of Christ. It is to submit the will, human will of man, to the will of the Father. That is the ultimate spiritual warfare. And because this is a year of the warriors, even the deliverers and deliverance, let me speak to us real quickly. I'll be coming out with something a little later on about this. Do not be shamed or proud to get delivered. Do not be shamed or proud to be transparent before people and to go and seek help. Because what the Lord is doing, he has put a deliverance anointing within this year to conquer and trample and demolish every weighty thing that is in the way of the people of God and of the nations. And nations are the greatest containers of people, so that means people. And deliverance comes to people. That includes people who are unbelievers. We are called to deliver. Amen. So I want us to understand this and realize that in this year, go get and seek the help that you need. There's no shame in that. Now, at every door and every gate, there is always something waiting to halt us. It's not just that we're going to go through these doors and there's nothing that we don't have to cross over, persevere, or even at times there's nothing that's going to try to stop and push us back. We understand this as threshold guardians. Now, I've never introduced that term to you all here in my podcast, but again, on my website, I have introduced that term. And in my book, I thoroughly discuss threshold guardians. So at thresholds, there are threshold guardians. A threshold guardian can be a demonic entity. It also can be a heavenly entity. As a matter of fact, you and I are threshold guardians because we, our beings, is a threshold. So in this season, it is a time for us to actually do spiritual warfare. The Lord wants us to conquer all these mental wars, all these willful wars, all these soulish and proud wars, the egoism in man. He wants us to crucify those things and nail them to the cross daily. You see, I've been reading 1 Peter, and Peter says that we are being delivered. When you understand that word before delivered, being, you understand it is a present, constant word. It is still happening and going on. And that word deliver or deliverance or delivering in the Greek is transferred or translated, to salvation. So we're daily being saved. Do you understand that? I think sometimes people think that because we once and for all confess the Lord at some point in our lives, those of us who are saved, Jesus is Lord and Jesus is Christ from Nazareth, born of a virgin. However, Mary, however, Immaculate Conception. However, it doesn't stop there. We go from glory to glory, faith to faith, and strength to strength. So in order for us to take down these heavy-hitting demonic entities, these threshold guardians, in order for us to press past and move forward past these threshold guardians, we got to take care of the spiritual warfare within us. So we can't do the spiritual warfare outside if it's not done in us first. You see, God wants to heal us. God wants to cleanse us and heal the land. And in order for those things to happen, we have to confess and we have to repent. And we cleanse and heal the land. In doing both of those things, there are demonic entities ruling in the land. And if we try to step out and go and tackle these things with an unclean heart, a lot of what we've been doing that we call spiritual warfare is what is just simply adding fuel to the fire. And we've been inflicting unnecessary war upon ourselves, on others, and on the earth. Instead of casting down senseless, useless, vainless arguments, we've been partnering with evil to wage them. So this is a year for us to go vertical, take it straight to the sun, Jesus. Now, doorways and doors are interesting, and scripture is actually ripe with both allusions and literal mentions about doors and doorways. Having crossed over a threshold to either enter through a door, we can access and see and experience what's on the other side. Supernaturally, though, doors are supernatural access points into spiritual atmospheres. And undeniably, we want to enter through the doors God has ordained for us. We want to see and experience all that He desires for us. In this regard, 5784 symbolizes for us a time to cross over into the supernatural, a time to ascend, to go vertical. It's a time for us to sing and declare victory at the doors, gates, and doorways ahead of the battles. That's that victory chant. That's that victory song. That's that warrior nature the Lord has placed within this year, and He's calling this new breed to go forward. Now, let me close out with this. Here are some key words and phrases that I have heard and strongly sense for 5784 2024. Ensure that the word of the Lord and prophecy are not reduced to fantasy or commonality. The word of the Lord, the prophetic word of the Lord, is the voice of the Lord. It is supernatural, it is mighty, and it must be taken seriously. We must understand the name covenants and names God has given us, especially in cities and in regions. Now, in a later episode, I'll tell you about some names that we must call on, but one name is Yahweh Sabaoth, or the Lord of Heaven's armies. We need to understand the Lord gave His people, His first people, our elder brothers, from our elder brother, Yeshua, the name Yahweh Sabaoth. That means it's a covenant. When God gives names and he reveals a character nature name of himself, it is a covenant, a promise that I am going to not just reveal myself as this to you, but you can count on me to be and do who I say I am. So understand that in this supernatural mystical time that Yahweh Sabaoth is moving. The third is there is a high focus on nations hanging in the balance, including the USA. There is a sternness and a seriousness regarding nations. Warnings will be released in nations. This is truly a time to war with prophetic words. That's number four. We don't just sit on prophecy. We don't just take it lightly. We don't just take it as if it's good for us to hear or it's something to be taken as common. It is a time for us to intercede and watch like we've never before with prophetic words. Far too long, we have been taking prophecy and the word of the Lord for granted. It's a time of conditions, as it was with Ezekiel, the watchman over Israel. So what that means is the Lord is giving some conditional things to us. If XYZ, then I will XYZ. If I XYZ, then you will XYZ. The fifth thing I sensed and I heard about 5784 is due to it being a time to war with prophetic words, it depends on how we press forward in faith, what the outcome of nations will be, God's response. Whoa. That's heavy. You see, this year is not about the individual. This year is about expansion. It's about going out. It's about the tent peg being extended forward and beyond. This is a time of multiplication. This is a time of reproduction of the kingdom of heaven. And God is saying, I need my watchmen, I need my intercessors to stand and to watch and to decree and to persist for what I have said and what I desire regarding nations. And how you react, how you respond will determine the outcome of the nations. I don't know about you, but that puts the fear of the Lord in me, because now there's responsibility on there's a demand on us to adhere to and implement what the word of the Lord is saying to us. The sixth thing I heard and I've sensed for this year is repentance is at the forefront of this year. And personal transformation brings national reformation. That's a word. Personal transformation brings national reformation. Now, currently, and even in the past couple of months or so, we've seen and we've heard what has been happening with people across this nation in the USA and even beyond with exposure. Now, again, I released this word back in August of 2023. So what the Lord is doing is he's exposing the hearts of men. And he's saying, I am going to be kind to you. And I have been kind to you. I've given you time to repent. But now I'm coming at you, as he said to the Pergamum church, with the sword in my mouth. It is a time for us to repent. And the last thing is separations. And what separations simply mean is, those who once had the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, because of disobedience and because of iniquity, unconfessed sin and unrepentant sin, the anointing is being uplifted and removed. And you will need to watch upon those who the anointing falls. It is a year of the demolishing of the house of Saul, the kingdom of Saul, and the year of the edification and building up the house of David, or the tabernacle of David. We'll talk more in part two about the tabernacle of David. So watch that your candle, that your lampstand, that your light does not fade. Truly get before the Lord and ask Holy Spirit to search your heart. Consider fasting and going away and being with the Lord, because it's bigger and the Lord does have more expectations of us all this year. I pray you're well. I pray that you're prosperous. I pray your soul prospers. Blessings in the name of Jesus.